The funeral has taken place of Milan Baumer, who died on July the 22nd at the age of 79. He was a member of the controversial Machine Group, who dramatically shot their way across the Iron Curtain in the 1950s. Though many people consider the group killers, a number of senior Czech politicians attended Wednesday's ceremony, and the Prime Minister, no less, made a spirited defense of their actions. Ian Willoughby reports.
No one in this situation could shoot because it was at night time. Who knows who is who? You could shoot maybe with our friend, right?
In an interview for Radio Prague 6 years ago, Milan Palmer described how he and five young friends made a daring escape across East Germany to the West in 1953. Three of them were apprehended in a huge manhunt in the GDR and later executed. Named the Machine Group after the two brothers who led them, they themselves had killed two policemen and a wages clerk in Czechoslovakia, and also shot dead three East German police officers during their dramatic defection. Nearly six decades later, their actions strongly divide opinion. While for some the Machine Group are rare heroes of the communist era, many Czechs regard them to this day as murderers.
A lot of people condemn what they did. Whatever kind of resistance it was, lives were lost, and that's the worst thing. They could have found another way of crossing the border without the loss of life.
I really don't know. I don't have anything to say on the matter, because you'd have to know what happened in great detail in order to judge it properly.
From what I know of the story, justification could be found for what they did. But basically there are two sides to the coin, people's death and the fight for one's own freedom.
Czech leaders in the post-communist era have generally resisted calls to honor the Machine Group, with their first official recognition coming from then Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek 2 years ago. However, several senior figures from the political right attended Milan Palmer's funeral service at a theatre in the town of Podjebrady at lunchtime on Wednesday. They included the chairs of both houses of parliament, the ministers of defence, foreign affairs and the interior, and the Czech Prime Minister Petr Nečas. Addressing mourners from a stage adorned with flowers, Mr. Nečas said to condemn the Machine Group would mean also condemning the resistance in the First and Second World Wars, and he made a strong defense of their actions.
Milan Palmer's decision to stand up against oppression and abandon a life under totalitarianism was a heroic decision. Many historians today regard Milan Palmer and the Machine brothers as controversial figures. They criticize them for the fact their cross-border escape led to the loss of life. I regard that view as wrong and unjust.
Among the other speakers at Wednesday's funeral was Josef Machine's daughter Sandra. She read a tribute to Milan Palmer from her father and his brother Cirad. The one-time leaders of the Machine Group, who have lived in the US for many decades, didn't attend. They've always refused to return to their native land, in protest at the fact the Communist Party sits in today's Czech parliament.
Ian Willoughby with that report. Now, the incoming Czech government